with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hopes for a quick end to the government shutdown are fading. Democrats refusing to budge in a Senate vote yesterday. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats keep insisting on things they know can't be done.
I don't have anything to negotiate. Leader Thune and I can't take off Republican priorities that we put in the CR and say, hey, is that better? Could you vote for that? Because we didn't put them on there in the first place. Why? Because Republicans are being responsible. We're operating in good faith, and we're trying to get the Democrats to do their job, and they won't.
Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with an update.
The federal government shutdown will stretch into next week after the Senate failed again to pass a temporary funding measure to reopen the government. And neither side is showing signs of blinking. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt slammed Democrats, saying this madness must end. At the Capitol, House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries complained that President Trump and Republican congressional leaders are deeply unserious about ending the impasse. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska says Democrats are forcing the shutdown deliberately. ICE protesters were out in force near Chicago. A number were arrested. We get more on that from correspondent Ed Donahue in this report.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem visited a Chicago-area ICE facility as agents detained protesters outside. Noem met with employees at the ICE processing facility in Broadview, Illinois. Outside, the crowd grew over several hours. Some were riled by newly installed barricades. Johnny Bishop is one of the protesters.
We have done our due diligence to make sure that we are in accordance with the laws.
Arrests were made.
This has been happening for our entire history, and people need to realize that it's not just about fighting against Trump, it's fighting for a more humane immigration system that we all deserve.
I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is SRN News. A new study indicates that most men identify as being pro-life, but many are afraid to talk about it.
A recent Gallup poll showed that 54% of men identified as pro-life, compared to 32% of women. In practice, those who work in the pro-life movement say many men are reluctant to express those views in public or in private when faced with unplanned pregnancies. Amy Ford, co-founder and president of Embrace Grace, a nonprofit that equips churches to minister to expectant mothers, tells Christianity Today, it's like they don't want to say the wrong thing and they don't take a hard stance out loud. John Corcoran, CEO of Men for Life, tells the same magazine, that is not a woman's issue. That is not a men's issue. That is a societal issue. We're talking about the intentional killing of innocent human lives. I'm Bill Alexander.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told the UN the U.S. will not support WHO policies that support abortion. This is SRN News. European Union leaders on Wednesday weighed a new way to provide longer-term financial and military support to Ukraine, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
We have to increase the pressure on Russia. And this is why I have proposed reparation loans for Ukraine on the basis of immobilized Russian assets. We are not confiscating the assets, but we are taking the cash balances for loan to Ukraine. Ukraine has to pay back this loan if Russia pays reparations.
Lithium-ion batteries coming under fire because of their potential for catching on fire. They're increasingly being used to store power for electrical grids, but some localities are enacting moratoriums. Opponents in New York and elsewhere concerned about the ability of their own local firefighters to handle any potential fires that might break out. More from SRNNews.com.